Cross, we stand here every year and there's positivity. You can feel the good feeling in the room and the hopefulness from Fremantle supporters. You've got 12 new players added to the list. Tell us about what they bring and what this squad's looking like.
Well, we should be positive and we should be really optimistic. The 12 new players in, the obvious metric, the third oldest list, everyone wants to throw that at you, and down to about the 10th youngest now. But fundamentally what they've brought, look, early access to draft picks, and I'd acknowledge Lockie Weller was fantastic for us, but in the end Lockie wanted family support and it gave us an opportunity to have pick 2 and 5, which is pretty special draft picks. And we brought in some special young men, in particular Andrew and Adam Chera, but the whole group, without naming them all, have brought a real vibrancy and enthusiasm. And typically when young draftees come in, everything's new and shiny and there's a lot of distractions in Perth. The beaches are pretty special and the weather, but they've come in with a singular focus to have AFL careers across the board, and they're making a real impact. And I think I caught a headline just on might have been on our website, because we do provide the best content, Steve, where Lachie Neal just said how the youth are inspiring him, but that includes Langdon and Blakely. So, yeah, we're really optimistic. We're two drafts into transitioning the list. There's been some hard decisions over the last couple of years and some great servants and warriors for us that we've had to move on that have still got good football. But two drafts, the second draft yet to play. It's really exciting times for us and we're on a journey and we're working really hard.
Nobody takes pre-season form overly seriously, no less yourself, given there's not a premiership point to be garnered. But yeah. The JLT performances have been noteworthy?
Well, they count. They do count because you're practising your method and your effort, and when you reach for it round one, it needs to be there. And we've experienced the last couple of years where our JLT form has been quite poor and our effort and our method wasn't able to deliver in JLT and it wasn't able to deliver in the early rounds. So it does count, and we said that before the game. So we take confidence comes from action, and we've worked incredibly hard over summer to improve our method, simplify our method, as Dale alluded to, been outnumbered, contested ball team, go quicker with the ball and be hard to play against. And I thought we delivered that on the weekend. And we go to round one. We know there's challenges, but it does count and we're really pleased.
Would be remiss if I didn't ask you about the move to the new stadium and what that brings. And I suppose it's too early to suggest a style of play or how it will play out the venue. But exciting times for the fans and I'm sure the football club.
Well, WA, the football public deserve it. Domain, as we know it, had some great history there, but it was time to move on. And it's fantastic that the government invested in the football community and in particular as Fremantle. We're absolutely excited. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get there, all our partners and our members to get involved. And I know as a playing group and coaching group, we're incredibly excited. So we just want to play some great football over the next few years and get back to the prime time slot so we can enjoy the night experience of the stadium.
Finally, you may have touched on this earlier in our chat, but any final message for our sponsors who are so important to the football club, yeah, members, fans who are here this morning that are the lifeblood of a club?
Well, I've touched base on it, and it really is, if, as Uncle Richard Wally spoke about, like sharing stories. So the only way you can share stories down the track is you get on board in the journey. And we have committed to a strategic plan of delivering a premiership to the club. But I urge you to stick with us. We're going to have some ups and downs, but you want to be... The real enjoyment comes out of... and you look at the Bulldogs in Richmond, jumping on, doing the hard yards, seeing the growth in our young players, as you saw in Hill and Fife, and you saw it in Pavlich and McFarlane. You'll see it in Cherry, you'll see it in Brayshaw, you'll see it in Crowd. And so that's where the enjoyment comes from. We see you as a part of our community. The unconditional support we can't do without. We sort of rely on you enormously. So stick with us. We're working incredibly hard. We see great possibility. We talk to the players about taking the emotional risk to commit yourself and dedicate yourself with no guarantee, because it gives you your best chance. But if you don't take that emotional risk, you are no chance. So at the minute, we're opening ourselves up. We're doing the work. And we're starting to see the wheel turn slowly but surely. And so get behind us. There'll be some great times, there'll be some tough times. You'll be able to share the experiences amongst the Docker community if you jump on now. So thank you. Stick with us.
Thank you, Ross Lyon. He's off. As he says, as Ross says, this football club writes its own story. We're looking forward to seeing the next chapter on that.